you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Today we're going to go over set number 76392, which is Harry Potter Hogsworth Wizards Chess Set. It's a really cool set that I know you guys will love if you have not seen it yet. It's really cool if you're into Harry Potter as well as you're into chess, because you get to actually use the board to play. So we're gonna look at this set a little bit further, and then we're gonna look at some other chess sets too, because you're gonna wanna see why this is a good investment to make. If you're listening to us on the podcast, we would love if you could give us a review on whichever streaming service that you're listening to us on. That way there, everybody will know that this is a great Lego investing site, and it would really help us out, and we'd really appreciate it. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. The set, the Harry Potter Hogsworth Wizard Chess Set, it's a really cool set. It's got like some really some characters in it. Now, if you haven't seen Harry Potter movie, this is actually from the movie. There was a scene that they played chess, and it was pretty neat. It was a really good scene if you're a Harry Potter fan. They played this, you know, they were the live thing, and it was a whole thing. That scene in the movie was really cool. It was really fascinating to watch them play that kind of live and do it. So it was really nice. I was excited to see that they would actually create a Lego set out of that, and it's a chess set as well that you can actually play, you know, a real chess game with it. It does come with a golden, I think it's a snipe character on here as well. So that's pretty cool. You know, so that right there alone too, that's pretty neat, like as far as making it more collectible. This is the 20th year of Harry Potter, and that character is really cool. It's significant because Harry Potter is, at least in 2021, it's the 20th anniversary of the start of the movie. So the golden figure in here, that's kind of what you see, and there's going to be some other sets that have a golden figure in there. That's the significance of it. That alone too, just the fact that it's a 20th anniversary set and it's got the golden snipe in there, it does make it a very highly collectible, I think, and just with the Harry Potter theme. And we're going to go into some other chess sets that Lego have made, and you're going to see, you know, the value of those sets and how they did over the years with it. But I wanted to just kind of go over this set a little bit more just before we look at anything else, because it really is a really neat set. I think if you watch the movie, they did a really good job of portraying the different characters that were in the chess set, and they actually look very, very much like they did in the movie. So I think they did a really good job of producing this set. And it looks like, you know, I haven't actually played it yet. I'm probably gonna get a set. I'm waiting to collect some more points. I'm 9,000 points right now. If you really wanted to play this set, it looks like it's very playable. The other set that I'll show you guys, it doesn't really look like it's that playable. It kind of looks like you have to fasten the piece in there. This one, I think they took some feedback from those other sets. At least I'm guessing. I don't know. But it made it a little bit more playable, so it has a little bit of balance better. But I'm sure when I put it together and start playing with it, I'll probably have a better review of it as far as the playability of it. But it does, just from looking at it, you can tell that it looks a little bit better than some of the other sets that were the chess sets. But it does really cool. I mean, it's coming in at, let me see how many pieces. It is 876 pieces. It is available on Lego.com, and I believe it's also on Target as well. I'm not sure if it's on Amazon, but I think that those are the two places that I know you can get it. And you know, LEGO, of course, they have a 2-limit for you on this. So as far as investing in the set, you're definitely going to have to go elsewhere to get some copies of this. So probably Target would be a place, unless it's in some other retailers. They might put it out in some other retails later. The minifigures in here, so you're going to get Harry Potter, you're going to get Hermione, and you can also get Ron as well in there for the characters. And they're dressed, their minifigures look pretty cool because they're dressed in the same kind of outfit that they were in the movies. It's around the Christmas time, so they got a little Christmassy winter theme in there for this set. It's a really cool set. I think I can't wait. Another thing about chess is, I believe it was in 2020, there was a movie that came out called The Queen's Gambit, and that did very well on Netflix. It was actually one of the most watched series, or short series, I think, for Netflix, because it didn't have like a number of seasons. I think it only had one season. I don't think they're coming out anymore. But that movie, it was a very good movie. I watched it, and it was an excellent movie for chess, and that really got a lot more people kind of interested. And I think around the time everybody was at home for during the pandemic, that everybody just kind of got interested in chess again. So this really exploded. This before the set came out, it really kind of exploded at that point with chess, and LEGO had a couple of chess set available, and that thing just went off the shelf at that point. So let's look at some of the other sets in there that are some other sets that were made, you know, before this set, and there's only one of them that's still available now, but these are, you can kind of get an idea of the value of them and how they did after that. This set, the first set we're going to look at is the Iconic Chess set, and this is the one that's still available now. You can get it on lego.com. It is $54.99 is the retail price, and you can see that actually I don't even know if it's available on LEGO right now, so I would check, you know, depending on when you're watching this, make sure to see if it's on LEGO, and you might be able to just kind of, looks like you might even be able to arbitrage that. I haven't looked at this lately, but let me pull it up here on LEGO and just take a look really quick, see what the value is. But this one has 1450 pieces, and this is the one I was telling you about that it didn't seem like it was really that playable from what a lot of people had said about it, but it's still a chess set. I mean, it's still collectible, it's still, you know, got a pretty good value. So currently, I mean, if you got this at the retail price and you were to sell it now, you get your money, basically get 100% ROI on it. And it looks like it is available, which is kind of, so here's another arbitrage situation. This happens quite often. And you'll notice that on Amazon, you can sell this for $109.99 and you can get it on LEGO $54.99. So that right there, there you go. You guys, if you guys watch me and you go do that, you'll basically double your money on that investment. Well, minus all the fees and everything. But it's still a pretty good value. It's only 4 cents for the piece count. So if you're looking to part things out, that's actually really good for the number of pieces that you get. I'm sure that, you know, the experts in the pieces will probably tell you there's a lot of these little pieces right here that I'm sure will be very valuable come down the road when people want to replace these little parts right here. So I think this is a good set if you wanted to invest in it, even for parting it out, as well as also just, you know, selling it. I mean, this, I have a bunch of these there in my storage. I'm not even going to bring them out to make that. I mean, I'm holding on to this. I'm going to wait till this set retires myself. And then I think that'll do really well after that. So I'm not too concerned about, you know, selling it at this point, but it is good to know that you can still buy it on here. I don't know how, I think because of the what happened with the popularity of chess and that movie coming out, Queen's Gambit, I think LEGO decided to do another run on this, because this, I thought, would be tired a little bit sooner. I mean, this is where you don't know with LEGO if they're going to retire something, you know, within a certain period of time. It's just one of those things, like, you just don't know. It is cool that you can still get it, so I mean, you know, I probably get some more of them too, you know, down the road, but for now, I did get quite a bit. I got them at a, when I was double points or something, double VIP to that. So that one is the LEGO Iconic set, like I said. So the other one, this one's a pretty cool set if you're into the pirates. This one is the LEGO Pirates chess set. And this one was available for $59.99. This one's only 857 pieces. So the piece value it's not too great for parting out, but I'm sure that these minifigures in here. Probably, I'm not a minifigure expert, but there might be some in here that are valuable, I would think. Maybe they're not in any sets or anything. So that would be something to look up. But otherwise, it's still pretty cool if you're into pirates. And I don't know what label this is, because this looks like it's, I'm not a chess expert. See how many rows in here? I don't even know if that's a playable one, because it doesn't seem like this is big enough. It doesn't look like it is. But either way, I mean, this is still a good display piece if you're into pirates and you like chess. And it is, you know, the value of it right now, I mean, you could get $195, and that's really good, $225. Now, this was an old one, so, you know, this, I mean, if you still had this, I mean, you probably, this wouldn't be something I would have held on to that long. This, the value of this one didn't really go up as much. If I invested in this thing, which I didn't back then, I think I'd be pretty disappointed, because I don't think this one did as well as some of the other ones. So if we look at the chart right here, and it looks, yeah, this slope is not really that great. It's starting to go up now, so, you know, but look how long this one took. So as far as an investment, this one really wouldn't be a good one, honestly, unless you really got it something around here. Maybe you got it for that price. This is not really something I would really want as an investment with that one. But definitely, I think this one will do well. And then the next one I'm going to show you, this one did really well. So this one is an older one, though. So this is the Kingdom one. It's, it's set 853373. So this one came out in 2012. It was only around for about 18 months. Retail price of this one was about $49.99. Right now it's selling for $440. So that's basically a 780% ROI if you held on to it for this long, which is like 8 years, which I wouldn't recommend to do. But if you did have a couple of them, maybe, I mean, you know, sometimes I do that. I hold on to them for longer, and right now you would be getting a lot of money. I mean, it looks like the supply is starting to go down. If I'm looking at the keep chart here, you know, it's not really selling a lot, but, you know, they're getting at least $440 for it, for this set. It looks pretty cool. I mean, it's based off of the Kingdom, so it's got knights and everything in it, and it looks a little more sturdy too. They have a display kind of piece in it that you fasten the Lego pieces on there for the board, but it's still a little bit sturdy than maybe some of the other ones. But this one's all minifigures too. This is no other like building thing. The minifigures in here are probably what's driving the cost of it. These might be the only one they can get it in. And again, I'm not a minifigure expert, so that's still, these kind of just show you get the idea of what the other chess sets are doing and what their actual prices are right now. And that's why I think the Harry Potter one is good, because Harry Potter is going to be, it's very popular, so they're going to make a lot of these sets. So just be aware of that. There's probably a lot of them that are going to be made for this because of the whole chess kind of going up, and then it's just Harry Potter. There's always seems to be a lot of Harry Potter, but the demand is really high for it. So I think that it will be a really good set. I'm definitely going to be trying to get some sets. I'm going to get one for myself just to play with as well, but I'm definitely going to get some to invest in. I hope that it does well. We'll check on that a little bit later in a couple of years. If you're looking to kind of help yourself with some, you know, to figure out the ROI of a lot of sets, I have this spreadsheet. You know, if you want, you can actually grab it. It's at flip.brickflips.com/ROI. It's got a profit calculator on here. It calculates the return on investment, your profit margins, price per pieces, and then it also has another tab where you can put in and you can look up discounts, and you can actually put in your sales tax so you can get the actual cost of everything right there pretty easily. So if you wanted to grab that, it's at flip.brickflips.com/ROI. If you're listening to us on any podcast, leave a positive review and leave some honest feedback, because I'd love to know what you guys think of the show. Well, hopefully that's helped you out, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.